And if you don't know that, you can know that before you leave tonight. So thankful to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to know Him as Savior, to know Him as the one who died for my sin, washed away my sin, and the one that walks with me every single day. And I'm so thankful for that. Take your Bibles and go to Psalm 5 tonight. Psalm 5. Psalm 3, 4, and 5 seem to relate. We've gone through Psalm 3 and 4 recently, just over the past few weeks, and we'll go back in just a moment and read those two psalms. But all three of these psalms seem to relate to the same time period. And anybody remember what David is dealing with in Psalm 3 and 4? Anybody remember? He's dealing with Absalom's rebellion. And by the way, the Bible tells us that in Psalm 3, the heading. It says, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. And so he's dealing with the rebellion of his son. And chapter 3 was most likely penned as he was fleeing, because the Bible tells us that very specifically. Chapter 4 was probably penned very shortly, maybe even the day after, maybe in a couple days. And then Psalm 5 also in that same time period. And Psalm 5 seems to have been penned when David is readying himself to go battle against the rebels. And can you imagine preparing yourself to go to battle against your son? I can't imagine that. I never want to have to do that. I never even imagine having to do that, to go to battle against my sons. But that is what David is preparing himself to do. Psalm 3, again, he's fleeing from Jerusalem. Psalm 4, David is pleading with the rebels. In Psalm 5, David is pleading against the rebels. And we're going to come back. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to come back and read chapters 3 and 4, or Psalm 3 and 4, and then we'll get right into the message tonight. And I want to bring a message. Actually, let's do this. Let me do this. Let me read Psalm 5, and then we'll pray, and we'll get into the message. We'll pray and go back and read 3 and 4, and then we'll get into the message. Psalm 5 says, to the chief musician upon Neheloth, a psalm of David. And Neheloth carries the idea of inheritance. And as we get down toward the end of Psalm 5, we'll see better what that is referencing. The righteous are the Lord's inheritance. And we'll see that. Look, if you would, verse 1. David says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. And don't miss verses 1, 2, and 3. David comes right out of the gate with a holy boldness. Look, he's talking to God, right? And he says, God, give ear to my words. Now, does God have to listen to us? No, he doesn't have to listen to us, but he does. And David knows that. And David says, God, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. Again, what does leasing mean? We said it just a couple weeks ago. It's another word for what? For lying. It's another word for lying. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. Who's lying against David? It's Absalom. The Bible tells us in 2 Samuel that Absalom stole the hearts of the people of Israel. He would stand in the gate, and they would come in, and he would say, hey, I'll give you judgment because, you know, my dad, he's not doing what he ought to be doing right now. He's not giving you proper judgment, and so I'll give you judgment. And David says, thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. Probably also referencing Ahithophel. Ahithophel has betrayed him. He's gone against David. He has taken sides, if you will, with Absalom. The Bible says the Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, boy, I like this verse. And I believe David mentions this because at this moment he's fleeing and he's not able to come to the house of God. Look what he says in verse 7. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. Here's a man who is fleeing for his life from his son. And one of the main things he's thinking about is the fact that he can't go to church. One of the main things he's sad about is the fact that he can't go to the sanctuary. And we live in a day where Christians will miss church for anything. They'll miss church at the drop of the hat, and they're quick to drop the hat. But here's a man who he loved the sanctuary so much, because he couldn't be there, he said, look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come into the house, into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And notice why. What's he going to do there? And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. There's no fear in our day. There's no fear in our land. Why can people, I think this was last Saturday maybe, I don't remember when it was, but it was recent, it was after we got back home. I think it was Saturday, or maybe it was Sunday. Maybe I saw it Sunday, but there was a news article about the Pride Festival that they had in Jackson this past week or last weekend or whatever. But she'll tell you what, that sickens my stomach. That should not be tolerated. That is not okay. God hates that. You say, well, Pastor, God doesn't hate those people. I'm going to tell you what. The Bible says here, and I agree with that, God doesn't hate those people. God sent His Son to die for them. But He absolutely hates what they're doing. Absolutely. And I guarantee it sickens our God to see that stuff. We were on the flight. Was it there or home? It was there. We were on the flight going to Idaho last week, and there were two ladies behind us. Sickening. Absolutely sickening. There's no fear. There's no fear of God. The Bible says, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Notice what he says in verse 8. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness. What is David asking for? What is David praying for? Well, he's praying for God to hear. He's praying because he's getting ready to go to battle against his son because there are rebels in the midst. He's praying for that. But in verse number 8, what is he praying for? He says, Lord, lead me. Lead me in thy righteousness. When's the last time we prayed that? Have you ever prayed that? I think many of you have. But when's that? Look, we're busy about praying for people and their sicknesses, and we should. But my, oh my, we need to pray for God to lead us in righteousness. We need to pray for people to grow spiritually. He says, Lord, lead me in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Notice this, make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Look at verse 3 again with me if you would. I want to bring you a message tonight just in the next few moments, the few moments that we have tonight. The Bible says in verse 3, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Tonight I want to bring you a message entitled, Early Riser. Early Riser. Father, I pray that you teach us and help us tonight. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to come in the middle of the week and just take a breath and to be able to hear from your word and to be helped. Because, Father, your word always helps us. Now, sometimes it stings and sometimes it's hard to hear, but every single time we hear it and heed it, it will help us. And so, Father, I thank you for the opportunity to come tonight and just be helped from the example of David. A man who was going through a difficult time, a hard circumstance, and in the midst of it all, everything he did was centered around you. He wasn't falling away. He wasn't quitting on you. He wasn't bad-mouthing you. Father, he was trusting you even during a difficult time. And Father, may that be us tonight. May that be our hearts tonight, that even when the circumstances are dire sometimes, even when we're going through troublesome times, Father, we're just simply trusting you. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd teach us tonight. I thank you for the good group of kids and teenagers that you've given us tonight. Thank you for all the workers and helpers. And, Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to have a program like Master Club. Father, I praise you for it. Father, it's all because of you. It's nothing because of us. It's all because of you providing for us that we can do that. And, Father, I pray that you'd use the teaching of your word tonight to help our children, to help our teenagers, and then, Lord, in here to help us. And we'll thank you and praise you for what you'll do in these next few moments. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Look back at Psalm 3, if you would. Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Can you imagine being able to sleep at a time like this? I couldn't. I don't think I could. My son is rebelling against me. Many of my compatriots, many of my faithful subjects have turned against me. But how did he sleep? He slept in the presence of God. He could sleep because he was in the presence of God. Verse 6, this is why he could sleep. He said, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Psalm 4, to the chief musician on Neginoth, the psalm of David. Of course, Neginoth again, stringed instruments. He says, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. We talked about that and we fixed our attention on verse 4 a few weeks ago. We said we ought to be motivated by his majesty. We stand in awe, and when we stand in His presence and we stand in awe of who He is and what He's done for us, it ought to help to cause us not to sin. He says, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good, Lord? Lift Thou up the light of Thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. David said, look, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. I'm out under the stars. I'm not in my palace, but because I'm out here with God, I could still be just as glad as if I were at a feast. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For Thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. And then we come to chapter 5 and again to Psalm 5. And I believe that this psalm was probably penned on the day that David's getting ready to go forth to battle against the rebels. And thus the reason for verse number 3. Thus the reason for early rising. David says in verse 3, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. He desired to rise early so that he could prepare for a day of battle with prayer. As G. Campbell Morgan once said, we face no day which is not filled with danger. And if that's the case, then every single one of us ought to meet God in the morning before the battle begins. And so tonight, I want to give you, out of this psalm, I want to give us three obvious reasons why David was an early riser. Number one tonight, David was an early riser because, first of all, of the goodness of God. He was an early riser, first of all, because of the goodness of his God. What goodness do we find here in Psalm 5? In his goodness, first of all, tonight, he bends his ear. In his goodness, see, David rose early so that he could talk to God because he knew that God would do what? Listen. In his goodness, he bends his ear toward us. By the way, Charles Spurgeon said that the goal of prayer is what? What is the goal of prayer? The ear of God. That's the goal of prayer, is to get the ear of God. And so David was an early riser because of the goodness of his God. Because he knew that his God would listen. And I am ashamed to say many times that I have a head knowledge and I know that my God listens, but I don't see the battle as paramount as David did. And I submit to us tonight that our battle every single day is just as paramount as the battle that David was getting ready to fight that day. Because we get up every day and we have to fight an enemy that we cannot see. Now, I've said it many times. We see it manifested. By the way, just what I mentioned just a moment ago, that's the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's the battle manifested in our eyes. When we have to watch some of the things we watch, when we have to see some of the things that we see, when we live in a nation that is okay with many of the things that go on. And by the way, if we don't push back against that, we're going to lose our nation. If we haven't already. If we don't push back against the evil and against the wickedness that's going on, and if we don't tell the truth, you say, well, Pastor, if we do that, people are going to call me a homophobe. Let them. Because here's the truth. They're calling God a homophobe by what they believe. Because God's the one that says it's wrong. And we're just following our God. God's the one that says it's an abomination, not me. All I have to do is recite what God has already said. And we better start pushing back against these things. Well, if I say that at my job, I may lose my job. Lose your job. Lose it. If I say anything against what's going on anywhere in our nation right now, I may lose my job. Okay, let me ask you, is your job more important than what you believe? Because God is able to give you much more than this. Jonathan showed me a video of, this has been several weeks ago, but I don't even remember what it was. It was a protest. I think somebody was protesting against mask mandates or something, or the vaccine mandate or something. And the police officer that was there, he said, I am in full agreement with you. He said, but I have to do my job. And he was arresting people. And Jonathan showed that to me. And Jonathan made the statement. He said, I hope I never compromise my beliefs like that. He said, I would hope if I were that police officer, I would walk off the job. I mean, Pastor, that's easy for you to say because you don't know that man. Maybe he's taking care of a family. He has a wife and kids. I get it. But when are we going to start pushing back? And when are we going to start standing up for that which is right? Okay, where was I at? We're talking about the goodness of God. The goodness of God, in His goodness, He bends His ear toward us. He bends His ear toward us. I was talking about the battle, wasn't I? And we are engaged in a battle every day, just like David was. And that's why it's paramount that we direct our prayers in the morning. That before the battle begins, before we step outside that door and we face the world, the flesh, and the devil, we better be prepared. We better have the armor of God, as Ephesians 6 talks about. We better have the armor of God on. We better have been prepared, making preparation in prayer that morning to our captain, so that we're prepared and ready for the battle. David was an early riser, first of all, because of the goodness of his God. He knew that God would listen. He knew that God would hear. In His goodness, He bends His ear toward us. Secondly, in His goodness, He beckons our eye. Would you look at verse number 3? He says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will do what? Look up. In His goodness, He beckons our eye. He beckons us to look to Him, to look up, to direct our prayers. There in verse 3, He says, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. That word direct, it has the idea of order. I'm going to order my prayers. I'm going to set them in order. I'm going to direct them, and I'm going to direct them toward you, not someone else. Toward you. You're the one that can help me. God, you're the one that can bring me through this. God, you're the one that can get me through this battle. David was an early riser because of the goodness of his God. In his goodness, he bends his ear toward us. In his goodness, he beckons our eye. And thirdly, in his goodness, look at verses 11 and 12. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them. This is a man getting ready to go to battle against his son. And what's he do? What's he doing? He's rejoicing in God. He's rejoicing in his Savior, in his Jehovah. But let all those that put their trust in thee do what? Rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, notice, wilt bless the righteous. David was an early riser because of the goodness of his God. In his goodness, he bends his ear. In his goodness, he beckons our eye. In his goodness, he blesses his emissaries, his ambassadors, his representatives. In his goodness, he blesses us. What does he bless us with? In these two verses, verses 11 and 12, he says, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Verse 11. By the way, we can find both of them in verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. What does he bless us with? He blesses us with many things, doesn't he? But in verse 11, what is he blessing? What does David say he blesses the righteous with? Okay, joy. Say that again. Safety. See, y'all got both of them. You just use different words. Huh? Oh, I thought she said something. Joy, delight, safety, defense. That's the word he uses in verse 11. He says, thou defendest them. What does he bless us with? Defense and delight. Joy, rejoicing. What is he? Hey, what does he tell them? What does he say in verse 11? Let them ever do what? Shout for joy. You ever shout for joy? You do it when you're by yourself, don't you? Most of the time I do too. He says, shout for joy. Look, God's people, the righteous, he says in verse number 12, for thou, Lord, wilt bless who? Look, not the evildoers, not the wicked. He speaks about them in verses 4, 5, 6, 7. No. Verse 10, he says, destroy thou them. Verse 12, he says, for thou, Lord, wilt bless. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Number one, why was David an early riser? First of all, because of the goodness of his God. Very, very simply, this is why he was an early riser. So he could pray. But he prayed because of the goodness of God. He knew God would listen. He got up early because he knew, if I get up early, there's going to be someone waiting for me. And that's God. David was never disappointed when he rose early because there was always someone waiting for him. It was God. And he took his prayer to God. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. I'll tell you right now, I am not the prayer warrior that I ought to be, just like probably none of us are. But every morning when Jonathan gets up and he gets ready and he leaves just a little bit before 7, maybe sometimes just a little bit after 7, and when he leaves, normally I'm in the recliner reading. I'm reading my Bible. And when he leaves, as soon as I hear that garage door go down, I pray for him. And I pray for Paige. And I pray for their day. And I know right at that moment that I have someone who's listening to me. As I'm bringing my children and my family and my church family and my needs to him, I know he's listening. I know he's there because of his goodness. Number one, David was an early riser. By the way, I'm not saying this morning that I'm an early riser. I'm not saying that. I used to be, because my daddy made me. And I think because of that, I hate being an early riser. He makes me hate it. But David was an early riser. Why was he an early riser? Because of the goodness of God. Secondly, and all of these have to do with prayer. Because of the goodness of God, but secondly, because of the guidance of God. What did he say in verse 8? We've already mentioned this. We've already seen it. Not only because of the goodness of God, but secondly, because of the guidance of God. He needed the guidance of God. He needed God to lead. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. God, I want to walk on your paths. I want to walk in your way, Lord. Make it straight. Show me. Guide me. Lead me. Don't we need guidance? Every single one of us need guidance. Every single one of us need God to lead us in the right way. By the way, this does, doesn't it? This leads us in the paths of righteousness. The Bible says, for His name's sake. This shows us how to walk in the paths of righteousness. David was an early riser, not only because of the goodness of his God, but secondly because of the guidance of his God. Verse 9, he says, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. So he's saying, look, that's not the direction I want to go. That's not what I want to be like. I want to walk. I want to go in thy way, thy straight way, thy righteous way. The guidance of his God. Two things David needed. David needed God's guidance in order to stand against the wickedness of the rebels. He needed God's guidance in order to stand against the wickedness of the rebels. Verse 9, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. God, I don't want to be like them. God, I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be unfaithful. I don't want to be in my inward part, be very wickedness. Boy, what a phrase. The Bible, in verse 9, he says their inward part, who they are, is what? Very wickedness. What a description. He said, God, I don't want to be like that. I want to walk in your way. Their throat is an open sepulcher. What is a sepulcher? It's a grave. What's inside of a grave? Rotting flesh. Dead bones. And he says, God, their throat is an open sepulcher. All that comes out of their mouth is putrefying rot. What a description again. And he says, they flatter with their tongue. They flatter. They say good things, but they don't mean it. Because really what's coming out is not good. He needed guidance. He needed God's guidance in order to stand against the wickedness of the rebels. Secondly, he needed God's guidance in order to stay in the way of righteousness. He needed God's guidance to stand against the wickedness of the rebels, and he needed God's guidance in order to stay in the way of righteousness. Verse 8. He said, God, I don't want to be like the rebels. God, I want to stay. I want you to make your way straight before me. I want to stay in the straight way. That's what he says. I want to stay in the way of righteousness. Number one, David was an early riser because of the goodness of his God. David was an early riser because of the guidance of his God. He needed God every day, and he needed to go early so that God would guide him, especially this day, because he's getting ready to battle. He said, God, I need you to lead me. I need your guidance. I need your help. I need you to show me the way. Number three tonight. Number one, David was an early riser because of the goodness of his God. David was an early riser because of the guidance of his God. Number three, David was an early riser because of the government of his God. Because of the government of his God. And make no mistake, David knew who was in charge. It was God. As you look again at verses 1 through 3, notice the titles that he uses in the first three verses. He says, give ear to my words, O who? Lord. Verse 2, he says, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. Verse 3, he says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, Jehovah. David was an early riser because of the government of his God. Because here's the truth. He knew and he knows, we know he knew that God was a just God. Would you look at verse 4 again? For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in what? Wickedness. He rose early because of the government of God. Hey, I know that my God is just. He's righteous. I know He has no pleasure in wickedness. So if there's anybody I can go to and pray to against what's going on right now, it's my God. And that's what he did. By the way, if there's anybody we can go to right now and pray to about what is going on in our nation, the wickedness that's going on, it's our God. Because He has no pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Verse 10, destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. By the way, that's the sowing and reaping principle, isn't it? That's just natural law. We reap what we sow. And that's what David is referencing here. He says, let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. He was an early riser because of the government of his God. And dear friend, tonight, if anybody can change, and if anybody can help our nation. And by the way, I didn't even prepare for this message to say everything I've said about our nation and the thing. My mind is on what we're preaching Sunday. That's why, okay? My mind is on what's going on and the wickedness. Not that anything new's gone on this week other than what's been going on for years now. But it's just high time we push back against it. And one of the ways we push back against it is going to the God who has no pleasure in it. It's praying to the God who says, I don't have any pleasure in sin. I don't have any pleasure in their wickedness. I don't have any pleasure. I will not dwell with evil. Cast them out, verse 10 says, in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against God. He was an early riser because of the government of his God. We see the justice of his government, and we see the joy of his government. Again, verses 11 and 12, and I know we've already mentioned it. You see, when we talk about God's government, it's not all bad. It's really good because he's just and he's right. And so I can take joy in the fact that I know that God is just, and that I know that sin will be punished and that sin will be taken care of. And by the way, I can take joy in the fact that I know if those individuals who are living like that will come to God, he'll save them. And they'll be one of the righteous just like we are. Verse 11, But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Hey, who are you putting your trust in tonight? Hopefully it's God. Then you know what we can do? We're not afraid of his government, are we? No, we can shout for joy. Shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Early riser. That's what David was. Why was he an early riser? Why did he say, God, you're going to hear my voice in the morning. In the morning, you're going to hear my meditation. You're going to hear my voice. That's when I'm coming to you. He was an early riser because of the goodness of his God. He knew that God would hear. In his goodness, he bends his ear. In his goodness, he beckons our eye. He wants us to look to him. In his goodness, he blesses his emissaries. David was an early riser because of the guidance of his God. David needed God's guidance in order to stand against the wickedness of the rebels. David needed God's guidance in order to stay in the way of righteousness. David was an early riser because of the government of his God. God, I'm getting ready to go to battle today against a bunch of rebels. And I know you're just. And I know you do not dwell with wickedness and you do not dwell with evil. You have no pleasure in wickedness. And God, I'm asking for your help today. God, I'm asking for you to intercede. I'm asking for you to bend your ear. I'm asking for you to bless and intercede on my behalf today. And he was an early riser because of the government of his God. And dear friend, church family tonight, every single one of us can say the same thing tonight, can't we? He's good to us, isn't he? He listens and he hears and he answers. He's good to us. He guides us if we'll let him. If we will let him. Sometimes we don't, do we? But if we'll let him through this right here guide us, he will. Because he's good to us. And his government is just, isn't it? You say, but old pastor, look at everything going on. There's no justice in that. No, but God's just. That's wickedness. That's evil. That's evil run amok, if you will. That's evil controlling the halls of our government, but they don't control His government. Evil controls the halls of our government right now, but they don't control His government. He's still just. He's still in control. And He'll let them run for a while, but there will be an end. He'll let them have their way for a while, but they will never usurp His authority. And He will show that. And that's why it's incumbent upon us to pray. To pray. To pray, look, for our families. To pray for our church family. To pray for our community. To pray for our nation. I told someone this week, God hasn't called me to Washington, D.C. He's called me right here. And this is the area that I can affect. And I better be busy about affecting it. I better be busy about making a difference in the area that God has called us to. He doesn't call us all to the same place. But where He does call us, we better be busy about making a change and having an effect, shouldn't we? And I pray that we will. Early riser. Father, thank You for the time You've given us tonight. Father, I thank You for David. I thank You for the example that he shows us. Father, I thank You that just like David thousands of years ago, early in the morning would come and just simply pour out his heart to You. Father, I'm thankful that every single one of us in this auditorium can do the very same thing. Tomorrow morning, when we get up and we get ready and we're getting ready for work and prepared for the day, Father, we can bring our voices and our meditation, we can bring it to You because You're waiting on us. You're not asleep. You're not sleeping in. Father, You're waiting on us. You want to hear. You want to bend Your ear toward us. You beckon us to send our eye Your way. And Father, I pray that we would do that. Father, probably the greatest resource we have is prayer to You. Father, help us not to neglect it. Help us to be like David and be an early riser. And in the morning, we lift our prayers and our cries to You. Help us, Lord. Lord, be with us as we pray right now. And as we lift our voices right now, hear us. Incline Your ear toward us. And we'll thank You for it. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. You are dismissed. It's 8 o'clock. But I want to encourage you, if you can, stay and spend a little time in prayer. And let's lift these prayer requests up that we mentioned. But you are dismissed.